Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bulls and Queens Swinger Experience. Woo! I should probably change this to lifestyle experience, shouldn't I, Caramel?
I would probably think so, since we've kind of go pretty far into different areas and niches.
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do.
So I think it'd be cool.
Okay, so welcome. Let's try that again. Welcome, everybody, boys and girls, to another episode of the Bulls and Queens Lifestyle Experience. Was that better?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. Bulls and Queens Nation. This is going to be a bonus episode, one of our midweek episodes that we push out. And we push it out just because we wanted to get good info, entertaining, informative, entertaining information and content out to y'all lovely, sexy people. So we are going to get started here in a moment. But now it's time for that introduction. We will see you on the other side.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
All right, we are back, ladies and gents, and we are going to talk about something that is very, very sexy. We are going to talk about labiaplasty. And and if you hear a little bit of sniffles, it will be coming from Miss Caramel because she just had some type of nose surgery, right?
Yes. So I just got through getting a septoplasty. For some of you guys who've been listening, you guys know what that is. It's kind of where they, you know, realign your septum. So it was just really weird because this has been an experience like I never knew, and this may sound sad, so please not judge me out there, but I didn't think Black people can get deviated septums. I wouldn't know how you would see it. Because, you know, I still was a little bit, anytime I've ever seen, like, deviated septums, you would actually, like, see it. I mean, you could truly tell somebody's nose is, like, crooked. Either it's been broken or been some huge damage. And I had never seen that many Black people that had deviated septum, unless they were like boxers or football players where they actually, you know, got their face like cracked in. So I didn't think, unless you got your face like cracked, you know, really like cracked in, I didn't see how you could actually have one, unless you had like some trauma to the nose. So so with mine, I just had horrible, you know, allergies and problems and stuff. And of course, you know, just like with any ENT will tell you that, oh, well, we will see when we get in there and we'll let you know what type of options that we're going to go ahead and do to alleviate some of the things that's going on. And so, lo and behold, that deviated septum, bro. Totally had a deviated septum.
Yes.
And I'm like, I ain't, like, you know, I haven't done no lines.
I was going to ask that. I was going to say, hey, have you been doing some lines of coke when I wasn't around? Or?
Man, I haven't done any lines or anything like that in a month. But I was like, and I wasn't like, I mean, I was kind of a rough kid, but not like super rough. And then all of a sudden, my mom was here for, you know, when I did have the surgery. And so she comes and tells me after the surgeon said that I've had trauma and I have fracture to my nose. Here goes my mom. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Your nose is really big. I just didn't know. You said it didn't hurt, so we didn't need it to go to no doctor or anything. I'm like, what the hell? But anyway, long story short, doing great, you guys. I'll be back. So if you hear me sniff, sniffling, that's what's going on. Thank you for letting me share that.
Yes, you're very welcome. Okay. And real quick, I also want to go ahead and let everybody know that today's episode of the Bulls and Queens Lifestyle Experience is brought to you by Spades Magazine, which is a magazine that is digital and online and brought to us by Mr. Drew Marston. And you can visit Spades Magazine at thespadeslife.com. That's thespadeslife.com, in which you'll see many beautiful ladies of the QOS lifestyle and BBCs. So that was a damn good promo I just did. I should really.
Yeah, it was very good promo. Like I really felt mesmerized by that.
Were you mesmerized by it?
I was mesmerized by it. I'm sure.
She also, Caramel, I'm also
always
gets
mesmerized.
Caramel also gets stigmatized by me as well.
Yeah.
They say
the
I have
time
a
time that we.
What? Oh, okay. You're gonna tell a good story. The time that we what?
No. I was there the day that we get to do an ad for something, a movie or a podcast called Digmatized. I will be there. I think that's a great name.
Amy and Joe walked into a bar, and then Amy looked off into the mid distance, and there she saw him, tall, dark, handsome, chocolate, and she was drawn to him by his chocolatey aura. And then, later on that night, he pulled down his pants, and she was digmatized. In a world where every black man has a BBC, all the women are digmatized. Coming to a theater near you.
Hello. See, you totally have that voice. Oh my gosh. Yes. That is it. That is it. You totally have that voice. That where it can, yes. Like you be a movie, or I'm even thinking of like a drink or something. Like you go to the bar, like, hey, what are you having? Give me that shout at Dignitas right there. You know what I mean? Like you can just kind of see it. It's just like, it's just one of those names. Like, you know, I think I'm gonna try to brand that and let it be on some type of drink or the next, like the next bud. You know what I mean? Like strain. Like I think somebody would call Get Dignitized. I wonder if they have that strain. I don't know.
That is fucking good. Like you could actually put that into a vape pen, and you could shape it like
I'm
a dick, and like you could be like, yeah, I got digmatized. I'm not smoking a dick though. I'm not doing it. Like, hey.
Well, I mean, you could do it as an edible, or you know. I mean, you just got to get past. First of all,
I'm not eating dick.
I know a couple of fellas that wouldn't mind. So I'm just saying, it's the next one. It's not going to miss any type of fame or notoriety. I think it's going to be very popular, especially
yes.
here in Vegas.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of that, let's jump into this.
All right. Jump into that digmatized. All right. So tell us more about labiaplasty.
All right. So, of course, as I've gone through my surgery, so I'm like always like, what's next? You know what I mean? Looking at different things. So anyway, I have been interested in labiaplasty for probably about the past maybe 2, almost 3 years. Okay. So, and for those who may not be familiar with that word, it's also called vaginal rejuvenation. Anyway, just to give the look of the vagina a more pleasing aesthetic look, but it's also can be used, people get it for medically, necessity with it. But basically, pretty much is basically the labia, which is the lips, the folds of the skin around the, you know, the vagina opening or pussy opening or flower cookie, whatever you call it. I would like to know, ladies, what do you call your vagina? We got to see what the names are. Anywho, the labia majora, which is the outer lips, are usually kind of like that fleshy and covered with a lot of the pubic hair, unless you like laser that shit. But anyway, and the labia minora, which is like the inner lips, are the are inside your outer lips. So basically, this surgery goes in and cuts down the excess skin of your labia majora, your lips on the out, you know, your lips on the outside, because we have two pairs of lips. If that makes sense there. So yes, anyway, does. Okay. So
I feel like I'm in in a human growth and development class again. Like you just took me back into like junior high caramel.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Well, at the end of the day, like, you know, every woman wants to feel the most confident in their own skin. And I believe that's an area, I mean, that as our anatomy changes, that's one area that can get a lot of trauma from just age to giving birth, just to different things. And so, you know, the vagina starts to look a little bit different, you know, it begins to kind of like morph, you know what I mean? Well,
like a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger or.
Yeah, it just seems like the appearance just change, you know what I mean? So these lips can be inducted into really getting a lot of damage too, because I mean, your lips are either going to be tucked or sucked. So if they are tucked when you're having sex, if your lips are kind of extended out, they can go get tucked into your vagina just by through the thrusting of having sex. Or if your lips are being sucked, of course they can be pulled. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and then of course, you know, I mean, it's nothing but skin. So, I mean, skin loses its, you know, elasticity. So you will begin to see these lips kind of like drool and what like drool.
Is it drools? Oh, okay. Hey, I make your lips drool many, many, many times when we get together.
Yes, you have. But so anyway, so this is an actual real life surgery that a surgeon actually needs to do. And there's
so you can't do it at home things. Yourself? Sure.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you cannot do it at home by themselves. And out here in Vegas, everything is, you know, out here on the kind of like the West Coast of things, you know, California and stuff. We're always like, you know, beauty is the whole big trend and stuff like that. So we have now labia surgeries like all around, and a lot of women are getting it done. I mean, I remember my friend, she entered in actually a vagina contest to see who had the prettiest vagina. And that was the first time I got to really compare my vagina, because she was like, I'm in the top three. They don't show your face. It's just a picture of you. Yeah, your pussy just sitting out there, and then people get to judge on it and say, you know, based on, you know, symmetry, color, texture, and all of that, do you have the prettiest, you know, pussy there? So all of a sudden she was like, can you, she was like number three. And I was like, you actually entered this contest? And she was like, yes. She was like, out of these pictures, you know, there was like, I'm sorry, she placed third. But before the placing went, she showed me the lineup of all of the contestants. And she was like, which one do you think has the best looking vagina? And I'm just like, and you're in here? She's like, yeah, but I'm not going to tell you which one is me. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to know. But I was like, but now that I'm looking, I'm
I do
like, okay,
know.
Maybe I do. I'm like, okay. So anyway, I end up picking one that I thought kind of had the look of maybe like a pubescent young girl there. You know, it's all kind of like round and like the lips are still in. You know what I mean? You could barely see it. It's just like a slit, you know. And if you get really close, you may see that kind of like that rose unfold. But really, it's just like a bun, like a little baby bun. And she was like, why would you pick that one? That just shows that it has, you know what I'm saying, it hasn't been explored. I'm like,
I don't know.
It just looked it just looked clean to me. So anyway, ladies, you know, gents and ladies, I am really interested into getting a poll on what type of vaginas do you like? You know what I mean? What looks pleasing? Now, of course, getting this vaginal rejuvenation, and I mean, they can do a lot of stuff with that, but more particularly the labiaplasty. A lot of people do it because as the lips get either tucked or sucked, they can also get caught up on clothes, underwear, which causes, or baby suits, which cause a lot of irritation, dryness, And it's just kind of very painful, you know, it even decreases sensitivity for the vulva because it's just kind of getting caught up on things. So this actually is not only hygienically really good to have, but medically being more comfortable. And then some just get it because they won't, they stuff look a lot better, I guess, you know. So I started thinking to myself, I think I want to go ahead and get this done. I just hate the way it kind of comes out. You know what I mean? And I'm always trying to like to nip and tuck it in. I think my lips are like, they really come out a lot like curtains, like beef curtain. I'm like, damn, I ain't did that much fucking. Cause that's what I keep, that's what I always think of. If I see like the lips coming all out, you've been doing a lot of fucking, you even had like a lot of kids and like, we talking like straight up been pushing them suckers. I don't know. But it's your, I don't know. It just shows wear and tear.
Can I throw my two cents in, Caramel?
Go ahead.
Okay, so throw my two cents in. I've been with a good number of women. Okay, and I hear you breathe. Is your like mic by your nose?
Oh, sorry, I pulled
okay.
it back.
Okay, like I just heard a. It sounded like what's that movie with
Darth Vader or something?
Yeah, Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the Darth Vader vibe. All right, so thank you, Luke. The Force is with you. All right, so forgot what the hell I was going to say. Okay, so I've been with a good number of women over the years, especially since we've been in the lifestyle, and vaginas come in all different shapes, forms, and whatever you want to say. And I've seen women that are very, very active, and their stuff looks like a clam where there's like no lips, and like the lips have like are like totally hiding. They don't even play peekaboo. They just like totally hiding, right? And those type of lips, it's just talking about me, it's very, very hard to do good oral, you know, give it good head, because there ain't nothing to grab onto, because you know, it's like a clam. And then there's other ladies where they're like yours, where they come out and it's like totally, totally easy to do oral. And then there's those ladies that are somewhere in between where maybe a little bit comes out. And that's also, to me personally, that's also good as well. From my experience.
No.
Huh?
I said good to know.
So from my experience, the ladies where their lips are like totally concealed and they're totally inside of the vagina, those ladies are very, very hard to stimulate. That's what I've noticed, at least orally.
Because their clitoris is like way up in there and is, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, once the dick is in there, like, I feel like I got, you're Darth Vader again.
Oh, sorry.
So, what I feel is like, yeah, once the dick is in there, like, yeah, we all good. I don't care what your curtain looks like, whether the curtain call has come or not, or whether you got open curtains or closed curtains, like we good. But just from the start. And I guess maybe those ladies that have like what I call any clits, maybe they need to just be like fingered more. But I'm a very, very bad fingerer, I think, just because I never like fingered for the most part. Cause you remember, I've been with you since 2000. And so we've been together for 22 years. And during that time period, just for your foreplay, you didn't really like fingers. You liked more tongue and mouth, which, you know, hey, I like doing that. I'm a pussy connoisseur, you know,
right?
But I'm learning to finger a lot better, so I'm getting more confident in my fingering abilities. So but yeah, long story short, Caramel, you have a beautiful clit, and I see nothing wrong with it. But I do. Yeah. And I'm being very serious about that. But I do see where you're a little bit hesitant, especially the times in the past that we've gone to those clothing optional nude pool parties.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so tell us more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, and Doc, you're so right. And I do. I have the most awesome, amazing husband that makes you feel so good about yourself. I mean, he, Dr. Chalk, is just such an exhibitionist with his body, but me just learning to be comfortable in my own skin. And I think it has, you know, for women, it takes a while to kind of get there, to be comfort in you, because there's so many layers to us that you could be comfortable in your looks, your age, your sexual aura there. I mean, just so many different levels. So, and we just don't all line up at once. You know what I mean? It's just different ones. And for me, body has always been kind of like a, you know, something like a thing. Like, I ain't even lied to you guys. The first time that I was even going to do the laser hair removal, I actually went to Lifestyle Party. We were out at the pool, and like, no lie, like all of my friends that were there, all of these bitches look like they ain't had a shave a day in their life. And I'm just like, and I'm sitting up here like that morning before, like, you know, I'm cutting and I'm putting all kind of like, you know, bumps or shave. So, you know, you can just be like smooth out there. You know, you want to be smooth going out there. And I'm like, you know, trying to go through this whole ritual to make myself look smooth. So I'm going out there and I'm just thinking to myself, damn, why don't all of them, everybody got smooth baby skin. And, you know, wasn't nobody telling me nothing. I was thinking, okay, first, you know, being that I'm, at that time, I was the only black out there. So I was like, yeah, black chicks. And I was thinking, is this like a hair thing? Is it like, do I get more hair bumps just because, you know, maybe I've got more of a curl kink in my pubic hair? I don't know. It just got to the point where it made me feel extremely self-conscious until one of my good friends came and told me, and I was just like, and she's like, what's wrong, Lynn? Why don't you take off your wrap there? And I was like, because, bitch, I've got, like, bump city happening right about now. And everybody looked all smooth and stuff. And she was like, you haven't lasered before? And I'm like, what? Laser who, what, when, where, what? And then I get the talk. So this whole time, going to these parties and different things, or these swimming things, this was out there, and I was like, well, how come this? I'm like, bitch, how come I didn't know? Like, what's good? Because, you know, I'm like, how come I didn't know? Like, y'all all knew the secret. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew the secret. Y'all know that movie. Y'all remember that documentary, The Secret. I'm like, everybody knew the secret, but y'all not sharing that. And I'm like, come on, man.
I just started playing the secret introduction in my head. You remember how?
Perfect.
you remember, because she had that Australian voice and she was like, the secret is something that wars have been fought over. And
oh, perfect. Man. Oh, my God. But like, seriously, that, like, it's going to be perfect in that. But I'm just like,
wars have been fought over the areas, like, and to stop the bumps of the vaginal area. But there's been a secret all these centuries and for all of millennia of mankind. And now that secret is unleashed. It's called laser hair removal.
This whole damn time, that's been a secret. So I'm sitting here, you know, and I'm just like, did nobody want to tell a chick, right? And like I said, I don't know if it's more, like, I have no, then I caught myself and I was just like, maybe it's because I'm from Oklahoma, you know, ain't that many swim pools out there. So black folks over there swim. There's a lot of black people that swim. Don't take that myth to the bank. There's a lot of black people that swim. This is just demographically. Well, so maybe people, that's why I didn't know.
Well, black people don't know how to swim. Black people can't swim?
Shut up. Black people can swim very well. Shut up.
Hey, sexy ladies and guys out there. Pardon the interruption, but I had to ask you this question. Do you all love Queens of Spades like I do? Seeing all those sexy ass women makes me go crazy. And I know it makes you go crazy too. Well, guess what? My friend Drew Marston has a magazine that is dedicated to Queen of Spades, and it's called Spades Magazine. Spades Magazine has exclusive interviews with real-life queens of spades, black bulls, and the hottest interracial kink content anywhere. It comes out bi-monthly, and it has the hot, steamy content that you can't find anywhere else. You'll be able to see queens such as Adrena Cuckoldress, Rebecca's Office, Secret Playwife, the sexy Venus Cuckoldress, everybody's grandma I like to fuck, Sika Black, and more. So check it out right now at thespadeslife.com. That's thespadeslife.com. And if that site isn't up, go to Twitter right now and go to @spadesmagazine. That's Twitter on @spadesmagazine. And make sure that you tell Drew that I sent you. Now, back to the show.
I get so sick of that. You know what I'm saying? I get so sick of that. Here's the thing, you guys. It's not that we don't know how to swim. It's just where is it at demographically? You know, if you live by a beach, or you know what I'm saying, you're going to have a lot of swim. Beach, lake, creek, whatever. You're going to learn how to swim. If you're not, if you're in like certain areas, like how I was from, unless you had a pool in your house, which we didn't have no pool in our house. We didn't, you know, we didn't have money like that because, you know, pool is an upkeep. Wait a minute, take that back. Unless you got that plastic pool. Y'all remember that?
Oh, my God.
That plastic pool.
Are you talking about the kiddie pool?
Them kiddie pools or that slip and slide. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. That's as good as it gets. Them sprinkles. Other than that, that's all you had back there was some sprinkles. But
some ladies that slip and slide.
Right. So I guess because I didn't swim and I didn't go to the beach enough, I didn't know this part of the swim, you know what I'm saying, culture. But I just knew that I was having, it was really impacting my self-esteem. And thanks to my great friend, love you girl, you know who you are, I went and booked some sessions the next, you know what I'm saying, that next weekend. It was like, I will never feel like that again. I want to be able to go swimming in the above and feel great, or just not even have the irritation, you know. Not to mention now on top of this, there's the whole labiaplasty. So I'm all about whatever makes you feel comfortable. But I would love to hear the guys' takes on this as far as what do you like to see. I know this has been a very big topic. And I would love to hear the women's take on it, or what do you, you know what I'm saying, what do you prefer? Or just have you gotten comfortable in your own skin? Like, guys don't understand that, like, our vagina, like I said, it evolves, you know. Your vagina, if you gain weight, it can get bigger, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just so many things that affect our, you know what I'm saying, our anatomy that way. And like with guys, I mean, you know what, y'all get gray hairs on your bald and shit, like, okay, you know what I mean? Or you know but the change and the look of it, unless there's been some trauma or some, I don't know, somebody was riding
your dick and they jumped off your dick and they landed on your dick and they broke your dick and now your dick looks like an L.
Yeah, so stop it. I just don't see that many changes going into the male genitalia, but I would love to hear your feedback on this. So we are going to put something on the site where we could just kind of hear your thoughts.
Yeah, and what we'll do is, because this is an audio podcast, you guys and ladies can go ahead and email us at bullsandqueens@gmail.com. That is bullsandqueens@gmail.com. And tell us the good, the bad, the ugly, and what your thoughts are regarding pussy surgery.
Hello, Libya.
Or if you want to be very technical, just call it, I'm responding back to the labiaplasty episode, if you can spell labioplasty.
Yes. Well, and you know what? I also have a friend that like takes pictures of like these boudoir, these very much sexy pictures, and I want to do that, and I would love to do one. And the buff, I'm just thinking to myself, I just want a nice looking pussy. Like, I want a name her and everything, because I mean, like, she's already like clean, got that smooth look. So
she does have
like, now I just want
this Doc's property.
Now I just Hello. And maybe, and I even told Doc that maybe, you know, if I don't, because he'll think I lose sensitivity. And that's not always. The more the inner lips get, the more the sensitivity, and those lips aren't being touched. For me, at least. And I said, well, maybe if I did maybe like a piercing, or maybe if I did a tattoo or something, I don't know, just to make myself feel better there. I don't know, but I would love to hear your thoughts. So thank you.
You're welcome. And my thoughts are, and again, you guys and ladies that are listening to this, feel free to chime in the conversation, bullsandqueens@gmail.com. My thoughts are, initially when you told me about the labioplasty, again, I'm looking at it as, you know, your lips look great. And the thing is, I'm looking at you as a whole, your full body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And you're a beautiful woman. And
good point.
Everyone has seen, well, at least seen a portion of you, and they know you got a beautiful smile. And when people see you, those who have seen you in person know that you're very beautiful and you have a great body. And so the thing is, I personally don't think you should like trip on your lips, you know, I mean, because everybody has something that they are a bit apprehensive about regarding their body, if that makes sense.
Right. Of course. Yes, of course.
And
thank you, love.
Yes, yes, you're very welcome. You're very welcome, you know, and, you know, heck, you know me. Well, I don't really care about being bald, but, you know, I'm short, you know, whatever. That sucks. But, and I think for the most part, that's all I have sensitivity about, maybe.
I agree, there is work.
Huh? I mean,
I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, that I'm short.
No. So my no, I'm just saying that everybody. So, no, everybody is sensitive about something in their body. That's what I was saying.
She was like, "Yes, I was yes, I agree. Yes, you are in fact a short motherfucker." So, matter of fact, real quick. You guys, and I'm not talking to Black people, but I'm talking to everybody else that's of a different race. If you're Caucasian, if you're Asian, if you're Latino, Latina, let's work on the pronunciation of the word motherfucker. Okay, so some of you guys and ladies are out here talking about motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker. You sound horrible when you say it like that. You sound very, very vanilla. You got to put some soul and some passion and some assertiveness and some oomph into that. So the next time you feel the need of saying motherfucker, just replace the ER with a So let's practice it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You sounded just like Caramel. You sounded just like those sound effects that I put in when the lady orgasming. You sounded just like that. So yeah, pretend like you're orgasming. You did. That sounded very sexy. Like it got my you got me 75% hard just like saying that. And so, now what I want for y'all to do is replace the ER at the end of motherfuck and say, so motherfucker, there you go. Motherfucker, there you go. If you want to hear somebody properly say it, listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony and listen to, what's that song I like?
Bone
Thugs and Harmony with E40, Eazy-E, RIP.
Which song?
For the love of money. So listen to For the Love of Money. Yeah, For the Love of Money, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Listen to Eazy-E's part. He says it correctly. Listen to Samuel L. Jackson, any of his movies. He says it correctly. And there you go.
You know, honest,
it's really in the con.
Honestly, I've heard some really good tones and use of the word motherfucker. And like you're like our friend, we have a friend, my cowboy friend back in Oklahoma. I heard him say it and it just cracked me up so much. I love it. I absolutely love it. Hey, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Put in your best, you know, motherfucker interpretation or let us hear it. And let's just vote on who gets there, because honestly, it really does depend on the context of what it's saying, you know? So some motherfuckers are very funny. Some is like, it's in your face. It's a charge or it's a warning. Cause you know, a motherfucker warning when you get one, you know? So there's, I like the playful ones, if that makes sense. I may be going a little bit off, but there's just different tones, you know?
Oh, they're so. Like, ha ha ha, Doc, you such a funny short motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, so it is one of those. I mean, like, but I'm just saying, anywho. But yeah, we would love to hear, like to hear it.
Yes, we would. And we totally went off on a tangent.
We did. I don't even know. Is the name of this podcast need to be Labia Plasty and motherfucking Labia Plasty. There you go.
So the name of this is the motherfucking Labia Plasty surgery.
Yes. Yes. All right. Hello.
So what I was saying was everybody has something that they would like to change on their body. And we can't all be perfection, if that makes sense. And the thing is, when I look at you, Caramel, I see you as perfection. And the truth about it is, none of us are like 100% perfection, you know, even if we look at certain people, right? You know, like, let's take some Hollywood actors, you know, like, let's males, you know, everybody loves Idris Elba. Everybody loves Chris Hemsworth. Everybody loves Chris Evans and Jason Momoa. OK, and those are just, you know, random names that I picked out. Everybody loves The Rock. You know, those are all very, you know, good looking guys, you know, but they have some flaws, you know, and hell, even Jason Momoa, like you and me were just joking about that. You remember the other day, Caramel, about Jason Momoa and the Will Smith slap? Yeah. Tell them what you said about that.
You know what I was thinking? We'll talk about it later. Oh, no, it was just, I think I was hearing it from Howard Stern, the radio talk show host. And he just kind of hit it. He was like, you know, pretty much Will knew who to do that to, because had the host been somebody like Jason Momoa, I don't think he would have went up there and been so gutsy and ballsy.
Yeah. So basically, in essence, he was saying that, all right, so like he walked up there to old goofy, small, petite Chris Rock, you know, and he was like, yeah, I can smack the shit out of him, you know, but let it be 6'3", big ass, 250 pound, 5% having body fat, having Jason Momoa, and he ain't going to go slap the shit out of Jason Momoa, because Jason Momoa looked like
Dwayne Johnson,
you know, hey, none of those two motherfuckers, he ain't slapping none of those two motherfuckers. And now the reason why I brought up Jason Momoa was because, like, you know, he got that scar in his eyebrow, right? And I read about that shit.
Right.
Hey, this motherfucker, hey, you see how I said motherfucker? This motherfucker got into a fucking bar fight where somebody busted a fucking glass bottle on his fucking eye. So, like, this dude is not only a pretty motherfucker, not only a built motherfucker, but this motherfucker can back his shit up. Anybody that's been in a fucking bar fight, I'm just saying.
Come on now.
Okay.
But, come, okay. come,
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. So anyways, and with ladies, okay, you know, Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce Knowles. I know you're going to laugh at me, Caramel, but Jennifer Aniston, you know, those are Megan Fox. Those are all beautiful ladies, right? But they all have, you know, a flaw or two here or there. Okay. All of us have flaws and accept your flaws, especially the ones that you can't change, you know, and don't even dwell on those things. You know, you can't be perfect. You'll never be perfect. You know, stop trying to do all that shit. Accept yourself, love yourself for who the fuck you are. Okay. And I love you.
Thank you, babe. And I love you too.
You beautiful motherfucker. Thank you.
Back at you, you sexy motherfucker. Well, I can say this to all of my beautiful ladies and sexy motherfuckers out there, whether you got a scar on your eyebrow from that bar fight, which is some sexy shit, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. Any scars, honestly, that you can get from some roughness, sports fights. Like, you know, scars are just cool, in my opinion. Don't ask me why. But anyway.
Yeah, woman love a scar too on a man. And even us guys, we love stretch marks. And
yeah. Dang, that should be a next episode, boo. Save it for the next. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. We will. Yeah. I will. You know, and so my thoughts on it is, you know, initially I didn't want you to go through that surgery. Number one, just because I was nervous about you losing sensation. You know, in that area. And that was number one. And then number two was, you know, the pain level. Right. And so I kind of I did a quick search on Google for, you know, the labiaplasty side effects. And it says something to that degree that I just brought up, that there is a possibility that you'll lose sensation in your lips, which would be horrible.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, and I think that's why we have to go. I mean, this is a real surgery. So even though people are going to get them done, I mean, I can see that you can go get the labiaplasty done at your gynecologist. Well, your gynecologist is a gynecologist. They're not a actual surgeon. This is a, so anybody could do this surgery super, you know what I'm saying, super quick if they have like the little instruments. But for people to understand blood flow and nerves, and they really have to know the anatomy and actually know their body. So I would say trust it with a board certified surgeon, because this is not a fly by night. And so with those, because I've looked at a couple of those things too, any surgery can cause anything that we do, if we're cutting something on our body, can cause the loss of feeling and blood flow. But it really is up to that surgeon to make sure that when they actually go in there and they've done the surgery enough times, and that's a big thing. Have they done the surgery enough times to kind of see, all right, this is how far we can go. Let's make sure that we can get sensation back into it. So I don't know. I'm still a novice on it, but I'm definitely not going to do it. If Doc Chog doesn't want me to do it, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and do it. Just something to definitely, I was thinking about, but he makes me feel so great. So if he's happy with it, I can live with it.
Yes. And I am very, very happy with it. And I know the gentlemen that have encountered you in the past are very happy with it as well.
You know, that'd be a good thing if I take a poll on that. So what do you think of the lips? The sucking and the you know, sucked and tucked. I never had the tuck problem. So I'll take that back. I think I did at one point.
So what, you're going to ask those guys? You're going to ask those guys, hey, so when you're sucking my clits, how was it? Can you rate it from 1 to 5? Can you, this is a satisfaction survey.
Yeah, is it like that, you know, is it like that part, like, you know, when you're eating something really good, you know, like, you know, in that chicken bone and got that gristle, you know, you just kind of like, you know, just kind of hangs. Okay, let me shut up. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Did you just compare your pussy to chicken gristle?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Forgive her, ladies and gentlemen. She's still under the influence of the anesthesia from the surgery, from the nose surgery.
Hey, I'm on some drugs too, man. Just forgive me. I don't know. I was just thinking about the fat of, you know, the steak and stuff. You know, you'd be sucking on that. Oh, I'm gonna shut it up. I don't know. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I'll give you something to suck on.
I bet you will.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give us your feedback at bullsandqueens@gmail.com. We would love to hear it. So,
yes.
This has been another episode of the Bulls and Queens Lifestyle. Oh, hell, I'm just going to say swinger. Swinger Experience bonus episode.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.